powerful winds and making driving almost impossible. Good evening, everyone. If you look out the window, you know it's here. The second winter storm in less than 1 week.
In fact, this will make you feel a lot better, won't it? The scene is the same across most of the Middle West tonight. The city of Denver is under a snow emergency this evening after the storm dumped more than a foot of snow by early this morning. The Denver airport is closed right now, and officials hope to have it open sometime tomorrow. In Kansas, near blizzard conditions closed part of Interstate 80. Freezing rain and sleet glazed the northern part of that state. Inching toward Minnesota, the storm covered the streets of Omaha with a half-inch layer of ice. Hitting Iowa, the storm left ice and slush and 4,000 customers of the Iowa Power and Light Company without power. And now, as Marcia told you, it's here. And before it's over, we could have another foot of snow. First of all, before we do anything else, let's go up to Dave Dahl for the details. David?
Well, Stan, I tell you, it is hitting southern Minnesota with a lot of fury. Right now, the heaviest snow is right over the southern third of Minnesota, including us here in the Twin Cities area. Out at the airport, it's falling at about the rate of 1 inch per hour. That snow has been increasing in coverage and intensity around the southeastern third of Minnesota for the last several hours. For that reason, we're upping that total. Right now, it looks like it'll be at least 8 inches by morning. Could go to a foot across a large part of the southern third of Minnesota before this storm is over. For that reason, there's a winter storm warning out for tonight through tomorrow, covering roughly the southern half of Minnesota, including the Twin Cities, much of the northwestern half of Wisconsin. That winter storm anticipation for moving up to the northeastern part of the state, they do have a winter storm watch out for tomorrow, covering a large part of the northeastern sections of Minnesota. Full-fledged blizzard right now in central Nebraska. That's for winds of 40 to 60 miles per hour. And that whole system is moving in our direction, and I'm going to have the complete weather details coming up in just a minute. Marcia?
Thank you very much, Dave. Reporter Pat Milan has been out on the road tonight and has an update on what it's like to drive out there now. Pat?
Marcia, as early as 7 o'clock tonight, snowfall began sticking to Twin City area highways and making driving very dangerous in some places. To the south, where this storm was first being felt, a stiff driving wind was blowing heavy snow, making visibility in some areas from a quarter of a mile to near zero at some times. Along with the heavy snow, road crews are reporting that freezing rain has fallen in some areas, and right here in the Twin Cities, that has led to road and ramp closings. Highway 13, 1 mile north of Jordan, is closed, according to the Department of Transportation, and the department also reports the following ramps are closed and will remain that way until ice and snow problems are resolved. Closed, the ramp at 494 and 169, 494 and Highway 5, and the Crosstown 62 with Cedar Avenue is also closed tonight. Now, some sections of 35W south of the cities are down to single lane with snowfall, making it nearly impossible not only to see the lines, but even the road. The Department of Transportation road crews are out already in the southern third of the state, and I should also report that to the north, for now, driving conditions are just fine. But that, as we have seen all along, could probably change. We should also see some more road closings before this is all over with tonight, and obviously a very difficult time trying to get to work in the morning rush hour at 7 a.m. Monday morning.
I can hardly wait to go home tonight. Thank you, Pat. Preparations are already underway to get rid of that white stuff, hopefully sometime before morning. After all, this is Minnesota, and this is definitely winter. Kevin Berger is standing by live in St. Paul, where they are filling trucks with the kind of stuff that's supposed to make driving a little bit easier. How are you, Kevin?
Well, cold. The trucks behind me, Marcia, are loaded and ready to go. Double-strength crews. Sanding crews will hit the streets of St. Paul in about a half hour, and the plows will hit the streets of St. Paul at midnight. Minneapolis trucks are already on the street, and in both cities, there are additional workers standing by prepared to come out as the weather warrants it. Now, as far as how the roads will be as you come in tomorrow, it's hard to say, not knowing the extent of what the storm will be, but we would certainly suggest that you leave early because this weather is bound to snag traffic, though to what extent we can't yet be sure. Tonight, the roads...
11, your new choice for news, with Paul Majors, Diana Pierce, Tom Ryder on sports, and meteorologist Paul Douglas.
Good evening. Topping tonight's News 11, we've made it through the worst of yet another dangerous winter storm.
It's a huge storm that has fouled things up in several states all across the Midwest.
And tonight, the snow keeps on coming. We've already gotten more than 11 and a half inches from this latest storm. On top of the double-digit snowfall Mother Nature plopped on us less than a week ago. But traffic tonight is moving in spite of the snow and ice, and there are no serious problems resulting from tonight's snowfall and icy roads.
Paul Douglas is with us now to answer the question we've all been asking, what's next, Paul?
A couple more inches of snow. The backyard has been magically transformed into a wonder.
a winter wonderland, and I guess the big question is, when will the snow taper off? Well, the snow is going to continue heavy at times tonight, and Tuesday morning another 2 to 4 inches possible before the activity finally tapers off to flurries on Wednesday. We want to check the nowcast, show you where it's snowing lightly right now all across the upper Midwest. There are a few patches of heavier snow from the Arrowhead to the Twin Cities and Eau Claire, where it's snowing at the rate of half an inch an hour. And these heavy snow bands may linger much of the night, phenomena known as backlash, and another 2 to 4 quite possible by breakfast time tomorrow. There could be an additional 4 to 8 inches, possibly a foot of additional snow up towards Duluth and Hibbing and Eveleth and across extreme northern Wisconsin, where winter storm warnings are still in effect. But for the Twin Cities area, anywhere from 1 to at most 4 inches by breakfast time tomorrow morning. I think you will want to plan.
It took Jim Lynch 2 hours to shovel his driveway.
Looks like it's going to keep snowing for a while.
It's not getting you down.
Not yet. Come back in December.
That's right. Winter is just beginning. And just a reminder for the folks out there, it